She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Dr. Gina, what did you think when the former president, 45, put up his social post on Saturday about what he believes is the impending arrest coming on Tuesday?
Well, I thought exactly what most Americans thought, that there are a few ways this could have culminated. One could be that the left is doing this in hopes that there will be riots and they can arrest more good patriots. Someone joked off the cuff, I think it was my husband, that if Trump knew about this, he might have leaked it, because it's the most assured victory you could possibly have, because this is going to tick a lot of people off. And I think it's true. We're used to their tactics. We're on to them. It's the same old commie playbook that they've been using for the last several years. We've seen them put Trump through all this stupid Russia stuff, Russiagate
stuff. Oh, Dr. Gina, I in my column this weekend, I went through the quick checkoff list. Russia collusion.
Yes, this is a great column, by the way.
A phone call for impeachment. The cover of the virus outbreak to rig the election. Impeach him a second time, saying he caused, you know, January 6th. Subpoena his tax records, only to find out, oops, he paid everything he was supposed to pay. When all that goes sideways, go after his kids, who are some of the most upstanding young people in America. Meanwhile, the current president's son is a drug addict junkie that has used every opportunity to corrupt himself and this country and his father to make millions. And finally, when all that's done, take his ledger and accuse him of fraud for putting in the ledger legal expenses for money that he paid to his lawyer. I don't understand where the crime is here. I know that there's fancy legal explanations that I'm supposedly sounding very stupid about right now, but it doesn't make sense to me. And I think I represent the American people pretty well.
Yeah, you most certainly do. And if you look at what we have really going on, we have Putin meeting with Xi, one of the scariest things to come our way since, I don't know, Jimmy Carter, maybe. Really, yep. Scary stuff going on here, like total World War III happening right in front of our eyes. Our borders wide open, not just our southern border, but now we're hearing all about our northern border. All of the terrifying things that the Biden crime family has done and is doing, by the way, to our country, and all of that happening in real time, and that anyone is going to be distracted with this, it's just, and this is the stuff of tyrants. This is what tyrants do. Tyrants use the political system, the judicial system, to attack their enemies. We are really talking about banana republic kind of stuff here happening in America, and Americans are just onto it. So, I mean, I don't want to say I'm not concerned, because there are still people being put in J6 gulags today.
Yep. Yep,
I saw a bunch of the J6 families this weekend at Mar-a-Lago with the president, and the J6 families being honored there this weekend. And they were telling me how they knew of arrests that happened just last week. Several were arrested, still in connection. So when you think of those kinds of things happening, and a lot of these folks, you know, weren't necessarily activists before, but they see all this, and now you have an entire country full of activists, very much more prudent, very much more astute, and very much more prepared for what the left might throw at them. So the left is in big trouble. And having said all of that, pray for the president, because there are zero links that the left will not go to. And I don't want to say anything. I don't like to put words to my fears ever, because I believe that's demonic. But I will honestly say there are no links they will not go to stop Donald Trump from becoming president again, because they know that he can actually right the course of America.
They're even conflicted over what's going on, because half of them are right. You're right. They're afraid that there's going to be some sort of like civil war that breaks out. And the other half think, aha, we finally got him. And I think both are wrong. And that's the thing that we need to keep in mind. But I am going to kind of cluck my tongue a little bit as the next few days go by, because this is one of the biggest jokes in the legal process that the America has ever seen. People forget this. They're getting upset about $130,000 payment, which billionaires pay for nuisances all the time. It's not, they never, you don't have to admit guilt. You're just saying, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Here's a settlement, go away. That's very common. I know a few billionaires. They've all paid dozens of them. Here's the thing about this. He paid $130,000 to this nobody to just shut up and go away. Nobody raised an eyebrow when Bill Clinton spent $850,000 to shut up Paula Jones.
Yeah.
Show me where the crime is. Show me where the crime is.
And even this judge supposedly turned this case away once already.
Yeah.
And so now to take it back just proves it's political. There's nothing about this that is real. But again, having said that, I believe there are no links they won't go to. This president does need our prayers. I'm not talking about arrests. I'm talking about worse than that. Yeah. They can't get him on this. This is a non-issue. But what they can do is fuel the flames of the crazies and inspire crazies to do crazy things. And that, I think, is what we have to be concerned about.
Let's definitely be praying for the former president and our country. Dr. Gina, always appreciate you. Be well.
You too, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back.